WTAW News time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. While most of us were sleeping early yesterday morning, DPS investigated two crashes that closed Highway 6 near OSR in Robertson County. Shortly after 3 a.m., a southbound car struck a black cow that was in the road. Troopers say the driver was able to maintain control and stopped the car on the paved shoulder. Moments later, a southbound semi struck a second cow. The driver of the semi lost control, hit the car, went down an embankment, crossed the feeder road, and struck a pipe fence at the Equine Hospital on OSR. The driver of the car was taken to a Bryan hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. The trucker was not injured. Both animals died at the scene. Thieves were back at work in College Station. The weekend report from College Station police indicated 33 property crimes were reported from Friday through Sunday. That includes 18 burglary of motor vehicles, 2 home burglaries, 10 thefts, and 3 cases of unauthorized use of motor vehicles. CSPD also received 4 reports of criminal mischief and 2 involving graffiti. 8 more synthetic surface fields are eventually coming to College Station. At the last city council meeting, approval was given to a more than $1 million design contract that Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says includes the first 4 fields at the new Southeast Park.
This particular design includes everything for that first phase, first 4 fields, plus entry into the facility and the infrastructure, but also about 30% of the design for the infrastructure yet to come.
There is an overall budget of $10 million for Southeast Park, which is located along Rock Prairie Road between Bird Pond and Fitch. $6 million will come from bonds yet to be issued and another $4 million from hotel occupancy tax money. No construction timetable has been announced. The Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before Memorial Day, the city of College Station will hold its first Texas Weekend of Remembrance. The city council at its last meeting agreed with city staff that this could be a signature event to draw out-of-town tourists. Jerome Rectorick wanted assurances that the military-themed event stayed with the theme of remembering the service of veterans.
Memorial Day originated after the war between the states to honor those who died in that war. And Memorial Day is a memorial day. It is not a day of celebration.
Rectorick also questioned if hotel occupancy tax money should pay for the event. Councilwoman Linda Harvell, who is a former Convention and Visitors Bureau director, supported the use of hot funds.
And I don't think we should shoot ourselves in the foot at the first year. We don't have these great successful numbers because it's going to take a couple of years to get it to really get it going.
Organizers expect 10,000 to attend the event at Veterans Park, which will include a display of military vehicles, musical performances, and children's activities. Active military and veterans will also be invited to compete in 7-on-7 football and softball tournaments. Texas Trash Off is Saturday, March 3rd, and Keep Brazos Beautiful is looking for volunteers.
Whether it's an individual or groups from businesses, we'll get college students, whether that's from A&M or Blinn. We'll have different people from civic organizations in the area, and we'll get families as well.
Programs manager Haley Frakes says the groups will go around the Twin Cities picking up litter along the roadways and near parks. The deadline to sign up for Texas Trash Off is tomorrow. Go online to keepbrazosbeautiful.org. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 41 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy and damp for today. There'll be widely scattered showers this morning and this afternoon. Highs 50 to 55 today. Scattered showers tonight, an evening low of 50. Temperatures on the rise overnight. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for a stray shower, turning warmer. Highs near 70. Scattered showers 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds give way to some sun. It turns breezy and warm Thursday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
He said 80. Man, we'll see. Ooh.
Having a heat wave.
Be warm enough to get naked and jump on a police car.
Whoa.
Where was that?
That only happens in Palestine.
Is that where that was?
That's where that was.
Oh, dang, people up
apparently
in East
there's a picture. Texas. Yeah. Apparently there's a picture out there.
And they posted it, right?
Yeah, it's on the police, yeah. on the cop Facebook page.
Now, is it right there on 79? What road was it on?
I don't know.
Is he a local? Do we know that?
He's a Palestine man.
Yeah.
Well, that he could have come in from the woods. He could be from Cayuga or somewhere.
Well, could be. They're never saying know. Palestine.
It said Palestine.
Yeah. All right. See how that works out for
him. I like the other guy who said that he shouldn't, you know, go to jail for drunk driving because he's an alcoholic.
I was going to do that after the last your next newscast when you have that. In case people listen for that, this guy has a very unique
stand.
on why he shouldn't get a DUI.
We'll make sure to get both
of
those guys in the next one.
All right. So Duncan Robb, guy over in Belfast, Ireland, best intentions, wants to get tickets to see his girlfriend's all-time favorite band.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. And so he scores some tickets. Now, it's a few days before the concert. They can't find out any information about where they're playing. What's going on? It's only then that he finds out it's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they do all Red Hot Chili Peppers songs?
No, they are a cover band. I mean, listen to this. This is Wake Me Up with bagpipes.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah. It's almost listenable.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, but it's kind of like Gilbert Gottfried. After the first 5 minutes, then what are you going to do?
True.
Anyway, he printed out the tickets, presented them to his girlfriend on Christmas Day, adding that nobody had noticed that it was actually the wrong band.
I'm not going to lie. I'd go to that. That'd be pretty cool.
So fast forward a month. We get the actual tickets from the Post. Brilliant. There it is right there on the board. So we're ready to go, and then you see that it's Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Oh, that spelling.
But that's okay. See, he still wins.
It's like going to Hayseed Dixie.
He was probably wondering why he got such a good deal on the tickets.
Yeah, really?
Man, I got these really awesome
right
tickets.
Up front.
Super cheap.
Now, yesterday we were talking about Katie Couric, and I don't know, did she do a mea culpa on this whole ice thing in Amsterdam? Do we know? Did anybody post on social media or anything.
Apparently, and I don't know if maybe this is part of your story, that Amsterdam has invited her to come and see their modes of transportation.
Well, good. Yeah. They don't include that, though. But people drive to work. People take buses to work. People Uber to work. People bike to work. There's a guy in Sweden who skates to work.
Oh.
Ice skates.
Nice.
Every morning
and
evening. On
the frozen canals.
Yeah. David Allinson straps on blades, and he glides over 2 miles across a frozen lake to get to and from work.
I wonder if it's actually closer for him.
Well, David and his wife moved into the house next to the big lake so that he could, in fact, ice skate to work every day during the winter.
Wow.
So David is able to make the journey thanks to teams of volunteers who plow snow from the lake to make clear tracks that are safe for not only him but other locals.
Hmm.
But while many people use them for fun on the weekends, he's one of the small number of people who actually use it as commuting to work
wow.
rather than going
I
on
I wonder
icy
what he does
roads.
During the summer.
I'm
probably
glad
just drives
you asked.
Oh, good.
He kayaks.
Oh, so he still uses the lake.
He does, yeah.
Very cool.
He does, so kind of fun. That's,
yeah, that is neat.
That's over in Sweden, David Allenson.
Okay.
And so there
he goes. There's that man, Mama.
An Ohio woman had given up hopes of seeing her wedding dress ever again after a dry cleaner mixed up boxes three decades ago until her daughter's friend saw photos of the dress on Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
Michelle Javaria was nearly speechless after getting the dress back last week for the first time since her 1985 wedding.
Wow.
Turns out her dress was put in the wrong box by the dry cleaner that's now out of business, and the store had given it to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
They put it up in the attic for all this time. So
right.
It's been sitting in a box up there.
Probably didn't even look at it
nope.
to see that it wasn't theirs.
One of her friends found this thing on February the 4th, when she went into the attic looking for her own mother's wedding dress. The one she pulled out of the box clearly was not the one for her mom. She posted about the mix-up on Facebook. Story spread.
Wow.
Reunited with the dress within a day.
That's
well, that
crazy.
Is cool.
Yeah. That's what it's good for.
Yeah.
That's what it can
absolutely.
Do for you, which is kind of fun. Hey, if you're headed to Walt Disney World with the kids, open up the old wallet.
Ugh.
At the front gate, one day, regular Magic Kingdom ticket for adults, $119.
Jeez.
Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, run up to $114 for a one-day ticket. And that doesn't even get you in the parking lot where there's a $22 a day charge.
Is it? I guess it's not all one big thing, right?
Because no,
again, I've never been,
right,
so I don't know.
It's not.
Well, when we went, I thought it was one ticket. You got into four parks, but maybe there's different. There's
well,
different things.
Times have changed.
It has been a while.
It could
since
have been then, and I don't recall. I think, and again, I went longer ago than you did,
mm-hmm.
but I believe I just bought one ticket. And it got me into everything.
Right. Now, it didn't get you into, you know, Universal Studios,
no,
which
that was
separate.
Different
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But it did get you into the four main parks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the way you just listed that off, then no.
Separate. Preferred
and they're
parking.
Not that, I mean, four was a lot. And, like, we took multiple days to hit all four.
Sure.
But I can't imagine just getting into one.
No, that's, and I want to say we were there for 3 days. And,
yeah.
So that
3 days.
Yep, yep.
We probably did something about the same and hit all four within those 3 days.
Oh, by the way, that $22 parking, that's not the preferred parking.
Oh, of course
the
not.
The preferred parking is $45
whoa!
To park your vehicle.
Now, do they give any media cred things?
Well, so they, for
course,
what?
Of course they
I don't
do.
Know. You could
of
say I'm with
do.
The media.
How do you think I got in?
Oh, really? Okay, that makes sense.
Letterhead is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, $45 to park your vehicle at Disney World?
Ooh.
All right, anyhow. So Verizon has announced it will begin locking its cell phones in an effort to combat phone theft. Carrier says the locking policy is to combat scammers and thieves who target brand new unlocked phones, which can be quickly resold on the domestic or international market. Now, CNET reports that Verizon will begin locking the phones that it sells to consumers, although they will immediately be unlocked as soon as the customer activates the service. Other wireless carriers like T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T will require you to pay off your phone before it can be unlocked. So,
okay.
See what happens.
Hmm.
Kind of interesting, Remington Outdoor Company says that they will file bankruptcy protection. That's Remington, one of the biggest manufacturers of firearms. Dates back to 1816. Company first began manufacturing guns for the U.S. military in 1845 when it made 5,000 Mississippi rifles for the Army. But the Americans are buying fewer guns now, and Bloomberg reports in 2014, 31% of U.S. American households reported owning firearms, down from 47% in 1973.
Wow.
Just letting you know. So, ever see Cats? You ever see that show Cats at Broadway play?
Cats? Oh, I was
no.
like, the show?
Yeah.
No, I did not, actually. No.
Okay, do you know the song?
It's a musical, Scott.
It is, that's right, I'm sorry. Well, Betty Buckley is going to take over the lead for Hello Dolly on tour.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And she's from Dallas. She lives, I think, Dallas, as a matter of fact. But she's the one who sang, she played the part of Grizabella in Cats, if you've ever seen it. She also was the mom on Eight Is Enough, if you ever watched Eight Is Enough.
Cats.
Cool. Yeah. L.L. Bean, got any of their stuff?
Yeah.
L.L. Bean has this cool thing. They've had a long-term return policy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you don't like it, send it back.
Yeah.
Something happens to it, send it back. We'll fix it. Now they have announced over the weekend that they have to discontinue that policy that allows customers to return their purchased merchandise, quote, at any time, which is what they used to do, at any time.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. Well, here's what's happened. They've lost more than $250 million
yikes,
due to people who basically get them out of the trash, send them back, go to a garage sale and buy them, send them back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, we really, they said it. They said it was misuse and fraud by consumers that has caused them to have to change that.
Wow.
So now they're going to be just like anybody else. You got to have a receipt within 1 year.
Oh, 1 year. That's still pretty good, though, considering most places are like 30 to 60 days.
Again, the L.L. Bean stuff lasts for friggin' ever.
Right.
It really, really does. I've
and
had a for cat
how
for
long
like
it lasts.
Years.
Yeah, and for how long it lasts, it truly is a good price point.
It is.
So.
But anyhow, they're going to have to be like everybody else now because people started
took advantage
them.
Of it.
Yeah. It's kind of
thanks for ruining a good thing. This is why we can't have nice stuff.
That's exactly right. It's why we cannot have nice stuff. 8:21. Don't forget, it's the Olympics tonight starting at 7 o'clock, primetime coverage. We get to see figure skating pairs. Oh, my God. Ooh. I thought it would never start.
There's some pair that everybody thought was together because apparently they kind of have a spicy romance out on the ice.
There is I think there is an ice dancing team that is together, but there is apparently a figure skating couple from Canada that had to take out one of their moves because it was deemed too sexual.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, really? On the Olympics?
Yes. And I mean, I saw it. It's you know, it's figure skating. They're all twirling and intertangled and all sorts of stuff. But apparently, I don't know.
They're all twirling and intertangled and all sorts of stuff.
Well, committee is just prudes. They're just prudes.
Well, you have to explain to your kid what they're doing? Say, oh, that's just ice skating.
Afterwards on YouTube, that move will probably be there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, either that
you can see it. It's on because they did it in their like qualifying you know, routine, and they were told that they had to take it out in their next run.
So what do they do? They just have an empty spot
Google
in their routine?
It. They just
flat palm each other. Yeah. whatever. All right, so that's on tonight. And also, don't forget the snowboard halfpipe gold medal round. Oh,
yeah, for the boys.
That is going to be so awesome.
The flying tomato.
And Sean White. Man, I guess you can be any age, not any age, but it's amazing that he can still do what he did, you know, 8 years ago.
He's only 31.
I know.
Now,
but he ran, I don't know what you want to call it. He scored a 98.5
goodness
in the qualifying round yesterday. I mean, just killed it.
Okay. Now, and that's pretty neat, you know, to be able to see that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Have you heard about Fabian Bosch?
No.
He's a Swiss skier.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to spell the name because, and I hate spelling on the radio. Mm-hmm. You'll YouTube it and you'll be amazed.
Okay.
So it's Fabian, common spelling. Last name is Boesch.
Okay.
Boesch. Pretty amazing on skis. This is even more amazing. He is standing next to an escalator.
Oh, yes. This is so cool.
He puts his hand on the rail and holds on with his hand
all the way up
and
the
goes
escalator.
All the way up and just steps off right
now. Which I don't know.
It is so cool.
I don't know how he didn't rip his arm out of its socket.
Well, that's
I mean,
how strong he is.
That's how strong.
That's how light the rest of his body
well,
is.
Well, and
that too.
A little bit
that
of both.
Too.
A little bit
yeah.
of both.
So but anyway. It is. I'm glad you told me who that was because I saw it all over social media yesterday, but I didn't actually see the name.
Yep,
so
he's a Swiss skier.
That's awesome.
All right, so if you don't want to watch the Olympics tonight, we have, of course, alternates for you. They have the Doggy Show.
Yeah.
That's
right.
On Fox Sports, 142nd Westminster Dog Show. It's the working class, sporting class, terrier, and then, of course, best of show, which will make everybody so excited.
Yes.
I mean, they do. They put 30,000 people in Madison Square Garden. There are a lot of people like puppies. And then, of course, tonight, the premiere of the much-awaited and anticipated Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh,
on ABC.
Whoa. Bachelor Winter
New franchise
Games.
Favorites holds their own version of the Olympics in Vermont.
God. Oh, man.
American Bachelor alumni compete in winter sports against contestants from the show's international editions for 4 episodes. Hmm. Trista and Ryan Sutter.
Really?
Make an appearance in the 2-hour premiere.
The OGs who are actually still married.
And Ruthie Collins, you know her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we?
She'll perform.
Okay.
All right. So there. That's so I mean, if you want to watch the Olympics, you got that. If you want to watch puppies, you got that. If you want to watch the Bachelor Winter Games. All at the same time.
So many things.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I'd be more willing to watch amateurs trying to do what the professional athletes do versus the actual professional athletes. Like, you see some, you know, middle-aged fat guy out there trying to ice skate, and I think that would be funnier
to
watch.
Does that make you feel better about yourself,
well,
Zach?
Well, yeah.
Have you ever watched Battle of the Network Stars?
No.
I've heard
that's
of that.
What that was.
Was it?
I mean, you'd get old middle-aged fat guys out there trying to do stuff.
Yeah, but they were celebrities, though, right?
Yeah, they were such big celebrities. They were on Battle of the Network.
They had to be on Battle of the Network.
It says Battle of the Network Stars.
Well, that's basically what The Bachelor is anyway.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
But that's it. Yeah, no, go watch 15 minutes of that on YouTube. That'll be time you'll never get back, that's for sure.
Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is a conservative who's fighting for Texas. And that means he's fighting for you. He campaigned for Donald Trump in 2016 and supports the Trump agenda in Texas. He took on the Obama administration over its attempt to illegally take private Texas property and stopped Obama from stealing our land. George P. Bush is fighting to save the Alamo for generations to come, fighting to give our veterans the support they need, fighting to reduce the size of government, fighting to improve our schools, and fighting to create more jobs and growth in Texas. Commissioner George P. Bush is a real conservative. He's pro-life, pro-gun, pro-traditional values, and he's the only true conservative in this race. Texas Commissioner George P. Bush, your commissioner, your conservative.
Political ad paid for by George P. Bush campaign.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Facebook is losing young users even quicker than expected. eMarketer predicted last year that Facebook would see a 3.4% drop in 12 to 17-year-old users in the U.S. in 2017, but it turned out to actually be a 10% drop, or 1.4 million users. Overall, eMarketer found Facebook lost 2.8 million U.S. users under 25 last year. Equifax has hired a new chief information security officer to help with the overhaul of its security in the wake of its massive breach last year. The company hired Jamil Farshi, who held that post at Home Depot and similar roles in information security at Time Warner and Visa. Nevada gambling regulators have introduced a new online system for the public to send in confidential complaints and tips. After receiving a number of reports about Steve Wynn in the days after the Wall Street Journal published an article detailing sexual misconduct allegations against the casino mogul. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. Suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Today, we'll compare two of America's hottest tech products, Amazon's Echo using Alexa and Apple's new HomePod using Siri. Which is best? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. Back in 2014, I was an early adopter of the Amazon Echo with Alexa as its digital assistant. Apple's new HomePod went on sale last week using Siri as its assistant, so I put them in a side-by-side test. Both Siri and Alexa are capable, but Alexa clearly has the edge. If you want recipes and fast facts, go with Amazon's Echo. But if you're listening to music, nothing compares to Apple's HomePod. Yes, it's three times the cost of an Echo, but HomePod's sound is stunning. There are seven tweeters spaced evenly around, so it sounds great no matter where you stand. Amazon's Echo has just one. HomePod has a high excursion subwoofer, meaning it can produce deep, clean, room-filling bass. The Echo has a subwoofer too, not as good. My advice? Spend the extra money. Apple's HomePod wins. I'm Kim Commando.
The world of home security is a noisy place. There are so many different systems, each claiming to be the best. Hidden in all the confusing chatter are long-term contracts, expensive monthly fees, and then there's SimpliSafe, the security company with no long-term contract, no expensive fees, and no complex installation. This is why SimpliSafe is now the fastest-growing home security company in the country, protecting more than 2 million homes. And SimpliSafe is now even better with the all-new SimpliSafe system, with even more safeguards to protect against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, hammers, thugs, and everything in between. The all-new SimpliSafe is smaller, faster, and stronger than anything before. Virtually invisible, with powerful sensors so small you hardly notice them. But the bad guys will, and you still get the same low and honest price. 24/7 professional protection for your home and family for just $15 a month. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now to order your new system. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There's another uptick in vehicle burglaries in College Station after nearly 50 cases during a three-week period last month. CSPD received 18 more last weekend. That made up half of the property crimes reported last Friday through Sunday. There were also 10 thefts, 4 reports of criminal mischief, 3 stolen vehicles, and 2 home burglaries. A Palestine man's latest visit to jail comes after police received a call of a naked man walking the streets.
When the officers arrived, this man jumped on top of the squad car, and he was taken down without much of anything and taken into custody and arrested for public intoxication.
Police Chief Andy Harvey says they've posted a photo of the man on top of a patrol car on their Facebook page. A man sentenced to 4 years for drunk driving says the court should have gone easy on him because he's an alcoholic.
Ralph Friesenheim was arrested for his fourth DWI in 2016 in Comal County in Central Texas. He argued that being an alcoholic should be a protected class under the Americans with Disability Act.
Because he, as an alcoholic, can metabolize alcohol better than a non-drinker, that the level 0.08 should be a lot higher, essentially 0.3. to take in his disability.
Former U.S. Attorney Richard Roper calls that argument frivolous and says so did the Austin-based Court of Appeals. Roper does give Friesenheim high marks for creativity. Austin, York, TSN News.
President Trump is not the only one thinking about holding a military parade. College Station City Councilman James Benham hopes there is one as part of a new event that will debut the weekend before Memorial Day.
If you can get missiles that roll down the street along with it, I think that would be incredible as well. Intercontinental ballistic missiles. I'm sure that's the one thing I'll get quoted on from the entire meeting.
Benham was part of a unanimous council that at its last meeting endorsed what is being called the Texas Weekend of Remembrance. The Commandant of the Corps of Cadets, retired General Joe Ramirez, is one of 14 members of the event's planning committee.
This event is long overdue. It's something we need to honor those who have served, not just from this area, but those that have served across the country. I'm in full support of it, even to the point where I've contacted friends of mine at Fort Hood that are more than willing to offer military support from there as well.
The committee believes 10,000 will attend the event, which will include softball and 7-on-7 football tournaments composed of active military and veterans, musical performances, and a display of military vehicles. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved a more than $1 million contract to design part of the city's second regional park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz talked about the phased construction of what will eventually be eight ball fields at Southeast Park, which will be built along Rock Prairie Road between Bird Pond and Fitch.
When it's completely built out, includes eight ball fields. So the first phase will be four of those fields, but also looking at the infrastructure for those four, but about 30% of the infrastructure of what is to come.
No construction timetable has been announced on the $10 million park. Financing will come from $6 million in bonds and $4 million in hotel occupancy tax money. The deadline to volunteer for Keep Brazos Beautiful's Texas Trash Off event is tomorrow.
Texas Trash Off is an event designed to do a litter cleanup in Bryan and College Station. Groups or individuals that will put in groups will go around the cities and pick up litter along roadways and near parks.
Programs manager Haley Frake says the event is the morning of Saturday, March 3rd, followed by a luncheon. For more information or to sign up, go online to keepbrazosbeautiful.org. And an Aggie who owns one of the nation's largest highway construction companies will have his name on A&M's Hotel and Conference Center north of Kyle Field.
Doug Pitcock, a great Texas Aggie, selfless servant, great Aggie, great Texan, great American.
Board of Regents member Phil Adams made the motion that was unanimously adopted at last week's meeting. Doug Pitcock, class of 1949, is the CEO of Houston-based Williams Brothers Highway Construction Company. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 41 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, quick park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, our United Advantage service plan is included. The first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 2/28/2018. Summer and supply. See dealer for details.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to check the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and damp for today. There'll be widely scattered showers this morning and this afternoon. Highs 50 to 55 today. Scattered showers tonight, an evening low of 50. Temperatures on the rise overnight. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for a stray shower, turning warmer. Highs near 70. Scattered showers, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Clouds give way to some sun. It turns breezy and warm Thursday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Apparently some people from Florida moved to other states and they misbehaved there.
Oh. They keep coming.
Police say the man downed two bottles of vodka and used one of them to smash the window to their public safety building, then went in to meditate.
He was just trying to find Jesus, thought meditating in the middle of the police department would be a good idea.
That's Orem Police Lieutenant Craig Martinez, who says the guy selected the wrong place to pray and the wrong way to get in and was quickly arrested. Martinez says the man wasn't too happy about that turn of events.
He was a little upset that we were kind of, messing up his meditation period.
Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Drunken Orem, Utah. That's a lonely party.
Because
it's Orem, Utah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of drinkers there.
But you had the story, Chelsea, this morning.
Yes.
After his fourth DUI and conviction in 2016, a San Antonio man tried to overturn his four-year prison sentence by arguing that the Texas legal limit on intoxicated driving actually discriminates against
alcoholics.
Alfred Freinchen argued in the state's driving limit of 0.08. Not good enough for him. He's a professional drinker. Hell, I could do better than that,
I could do 0.3.
I don't need no stinking 0.08.
It takes a lot to get me drunk.
That's exactly right. What do they call him? He's like a favored nation status. What is he? Protected class.
Protected class.
Alcoholics are protected class. Right.
It should cater to his disability.
They threw it out.
They did give him points for creativity.
Well,
but
again,
I don't think points counted for anything in this contest.
Probably true. We're not going to talk movies today because Glenn Brewer's here from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Glenn, by the way, tells great jokes. So today, Glenn will share with us the joke that he finished up the Economic Outlook Conference with. So,
yes.
Glenn Brewer with a pirate joke today.
Yes, yes. It's my new favorite pirate joke because I have several. But since you requested this specific one, what does a pirate say on his 80th birthday?
What does a pirate say on his 80th birthday?
Arr, it feels good to be 80.
Very close.
Oh.
I can't even beat that. So okay.
He says, aye, matey. Sorry about that.
Can we use that?
Love it.
I like it.
It's
like
fully credit.
Full credit.
I had to think about it a while, really, to figure it out. And that other guy you were just talking about that broke into the police station, he could be like a descendant of, remember Otis on Mayberry RFD?
Oh,
maybe he was just trying to break into his cell.
That's right.
He's got a little nap.
Got a cell with his name on it in the Orem Police Department.
Good grief.
All right, what's going on at the Chamber?
Well, I tell you, we got some really fun stuff coming up to let everybody know about. Okay. We do about 16 business after hours every year.
Wow.
And the next one coming up is Thursday. It's at Watercrest at Bryan. Free event, 5:30 to 7. Look up us on the website, get directions, come on out there, meet your old friends, make some new ones at our business after hours on Thursday. And then one of our signature events is coming up Tuesday the 20th, and that is the Taste of Aggieland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's sponsored this year by Taste of BCS.
Okay.
Sponsoring the Taste of Aggieland. It's the Expo Center. It's 5 to 8. It's $30, although you can get some ticket packages if your business wants a package of tickets. Call us up at the Chamber. But, I mean, we have 35 restaurants now participating. They're your favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
They do special items for everybody. All you can eat. There's food, fun, beverage. It is a great event, and we partner with the Restaurant Association, and they, I know their portion of the profits they give to scholarships for culinary scholarships. So it's a way to help the kids come out and get full at the Taste of Aggieland. Then on the 21st, local candidates forum this year. It's going to be at the Phillips Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do races for the state senator, state rep, county commissioner. We have one of the leading political moderators in our state is going to be there. Scott DeLucia is going to be running the show, and it's going to be broadcast live on WTAW the 21st. So come out for that. Real quick, if you go on our website for a lunch and learn, Rents is putting one on intellectual property theft. You can get some more information about that. It's on Monday the 26th. It's free. Brown bag lunch style. And then last event, our Community Impact Awards is going to be on February the 27th. It's a luncheon at the Phillips Event Center sponsored by the A&M Procurement Services, and that's where we give out awards recognizing minority business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on our community. This year's winners, I can announce, are Jody Rodriguez, Katie Jackson and Jennifer Ganter, and Christy Fox Satsky. We appreciate what they've done. We've had some really great winners in the past. People you know, Jackie Flagg of Jackie's Toys and Games is a previous winner. It's a really great event, and it's a really good award. So we want to see people out there. And we wouldn't be the chamber if we didn't have ribbon cuttings. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting today, CHI St. Joseph Diagnostic Imaging Center. Over on Osler, it's 5 to 6. And we have a delicious ribbon cutting on Friday. Whataburger is opening up on Welburn and Southwest Parkway.
Right.
As always, Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight City of Bryan. We appreciate everything, and we appreciate what WTAW does for the Chamber.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you being in here. We visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to VoteMeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Are you a U.S. veteran? American Financing wants to say a huge thank you for your service. And if you haven't taken advantage of your VA benefits, then now is the time to call American Financing so they can customize your VA loan program for your new home purchase or just to refinance. You can refinance any existing mortgage into a VA loan, and now is the time to do it because the interest rates are at all-time lows. You might be able to take out cash to pay off some of your existing debt and save hundreds of dollars every single month. Here are some of the key benefits of the VA home loan. Zero down payment, no mortgage insurance, and relaxed credit requirements. American Financing has salary-based mortgage consultants, no upfront fees, and the pre-qualification takes only 10 minutes. Don't wait. Call 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, America's home for home loans.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Since 1998, Marble Craft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marble Craft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear out to make ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marble Craft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so 24-year-old woman named Nikki Walsh, 26-year-old boyfriend named Tanner Broadwell. They said they were sick of the corporate lifestyle, wanted to travel the world. Hear about them? They bought a boat.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so last year they sold all their stuff, and they moved from Colorado to Florida, bought a 28-foot sailboat, even though they didn't really have any sailing experience.
Oh, great idea.
And they're 26 and 24.
Right.
Like old retired people normally do that.
Exactly. Right? And last Tuesday, the boat was finally ready for them to set sail for Key West. Next day, the boat sank.
Next day?
Yeah, apparently hit something that was underwater. Cabin flooded. They abandoned ship. They were rescued. Boat's a total loss. So now Nikki and Tanner really didn't know what they were going to do. They had no clothes, no money, no stuff, no place to live, really nothing.
Moved back in with mom and dad.
They were hoping friends would help.
Oh.
Guess what?
Friends came in clutch.
Yep. Matter of fact, it went viral. Set up a GoFundMe.
Are you serious?
They've already raised over $14,000.
Oh, why?
The last boat cost $5,000 to buy, $5,000 in repair. So they've already got more than enough to get a new boat and be stupid. I mean, and try again.
You win. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. If you want to go ahead and quit your job at 26 and 24 so you can go and sail the world like everyone would love to do. But, you know, people are stuck in reality where they have to go to their jobs and make money before they can do
you
something
mean be
like
responsible?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
And put into a 401k and such like that.
Right.
I mean,
right. Well,
and I can't believe people actually did that.
Well, and this what it speaks to also is just the way that GoFundMe has gotten modified, I'm going to say, for lack of a stronger word, to, the one thing I hate about government is they protect people when they make stupid decisions, okay? And now GoFundMe is falling into that category. Hey, let me be stupid. And I don't mind if you want to take a flyer and buy a boat with your own money and go and not live the lifestyle of everybody else. But then when you do something stupid and you hit a rock and it sinks, then at some point you have to chalk that up as experience, not as an opportunity to get $14,000 to get another boat to do it again.
Hey, people are dumb enough to give them their money. So if they're able to sucker folks into giving them kind of cash.
I guess that's the saving grace of it. I guess that's the saving grace of it. That if people are willing to do it, then that's fine. All right. So do you know somebody who is absolutely crippled by medical expenses? I mean, they've ended up living their life fine, doing all the things they're supposed to, and as a result, something happens to them medically, and the cost of getting well now and staying well is really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to Seattle.
Okay.
This is a reporter from KIRO Television, and KIRO is one of your classic call letters, okay? They are a classic in Seattle. They are known for being out there. Here we go.
I will constantly have medical debt. A bill from this hospital or this doctor or this lab. Every penny that I have goes to debt and survival. So does that mean that if you can't afford health care, you just don't get to live?
So we at KIRO spent $12,000 and purchased $1 million worth of medical debt that was owed by viewers in our region. And then you're now forgiving every single cent of it.
You get that? Last week, they spent $12,000 to buy up $1 million worth of medical debt.
Wow.
In Western Washington.
And $12,000 to buy up $1 million.
The debt, right. Okay. And then they forgave it all. They paid all of that off. 1,000 people in their viewing area will get letters this month telling them their debt has been waived and they do not owe the money anymore.
That is insane. Yeah. That's going to change some people's lives.
It will, of course.
For sure.
The station went through a charity that specializes in this kind of thing. The website is called ripmedicaldebt.org. If you want to check them out, ripmedicaldebt.org. I mean, it just...
I can't imagine. I bet half those people get those letters and are like, oh, scam.
Right,
scam.
Yeah, sure. And then they'll have to
and
call
then they
to
have
verify
to call
and
they will. And make sure. Yeah, but whew.
But consider, I mean, and there are a lot of... We know people who have to pay on their medical debt. It's not, you know, it's, you know, oh, gosh, well, they only owe $120,000 to the medical, you know, to the hospital or whatever. You know, and they're going to have to pay that for the rest of their lives. And KIRO came in and did that.
Wow.
I just,
that's awesome.
It is an absolutely stunning story that that they did.
And
that.
Talk about a movement of goodwill to the community.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, they didn't have to do that, obviously.
And again, they are an icon broadcast station. I mean, they are the go-to station.
So would you say that $12,000 is probably not a huge hit to their budget?
Oh, yeah, not at all. Okay. Yeah, not at all. I mean, they make that in a few commercials. Mm-hmm. So it's,
but again, I mean, they didn't have to do it.
Oh, I know. Nope. Yeah, no, for sure.
All right. Sony Pictures has apologized for a scene in the film Peter Rabbit.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah.
What shows the human character who suffers from a blackberry allergy being pelted with them by a gang of angry bunnies.
Yes.
Until he is forced to use an EpiPen to treat the reaction. Right, exactly. Can't you chuckle about that? But the charity Kids with Food Allergies Foundation protested the scene in a Facebook post, which said, "Food allergies are not a joke. They are harmful to our community." In a joint statement, Sony Pictures and the filmmakers said they should not have made light of the issue, even in a cartoonish or slapstick way. We sincerely regret not being more aware and sensitive to the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once again, everybody does have a right to be offended.
Right. Well, and I guess, you know, the conversation that I heard was then do you have to tell your kid, you know, okay, now if someone has a food allergy, that doesn't mean you can tease them with it, you know, and I don't
or
know.
Or not even purposely teasing them, you know, directly, just making any kind of joke about an allergy.
Yeah.
If we can't laugh at ourselves, where are we as a people? And
I think this guy is kind of a jerk. The guy that they pelt the blackberries with.
Right. Yeah, Tom McGregor.
He's like the bad guy.
Right.
I think. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
Well, and I haven't either.
I think he's trying to take over their little bunny house.
Hello.
Well, it sounds like this is the protected classes edition of the...
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. We got drunks and bunnies.
What
about drunk bunnies? Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA28101C.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Now, 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, okay. Inside the snowboarding jackets that the U.S. American team wears, Instagram has posted a photo of what's inside the jackets. It's a list of English phrases translated to Korean.
Really?
Nothing like giving them a list of words that they'll mispronounce in the face of the people who speak that language.
Yeah, right.
That's a good job.
Oh,
plus their conversion rates, the time change zone, and a Celsius to Fahrenheit chart.
Just in case you forget, bro.
Oh.
That's kind of funny, though. Yeah. I mean, what are they supposed to be talking to somebody and just open up their jacket and start reading inside? Yeah.
How does that work? And then so they can mispronounce a word or two or five or seven.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, there's some Ruskies who couldn't get into the games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to hold their own Olympics.
Okay.
They're just like these Russian Olympics.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. The Russian games.
So, I mean, and so you win.
If you lose, you die.
Right. And so if you win, though, you get to be what? The king of Russia in that sport? Is that how that works?
I am king of Russia.
Anyway. Well,
good for them.
I guess that's, once again, they don't want to feel badly about themselves, right?
Winner gets a polar bear. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. So now, did you hear about the... A suspected big cat poacher has been eaten by lions?
Yes, I did hear about that.
You talk about animals getting even.
Yeah.
Kruger National Park, South Africa, the animals left behind basically the guy's head. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically ate him.
It wasn't very tasty.
The whole thing. Yeah, exactly.
The head.
The whole thing. And again, he was a poacher, so.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Karma. Well,
exactly. They were leaving a sign. They were going to mount him and put him up on a wall somewhere.
Or a pole or something.
All right, to those who sold everything to, that's the other story we've already done. All right, here we go. That was about those crazy people again who did the boat.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so good news about Seattle, then kind of a, bad news.
Meow.
City of Seattle having a homeless problem when it comes to collecting things for the homeless. The city has a charity donation situation where they put donation bins all over the city, places where people can put clothes and other items for homeless people who are now climbing in and living there.
Oh. It's like a home.
Except they also use the restroom in there.
Ew.
Oh, gross.
Oh, and they also do drugs in there.
Oh, of course. And probably drink alcohol in
probably
there.
Probably so. So what happened? A driver went over to service one of those and found somebody sleeping inside and seen that there was use of drugs and they'd use the bathroom. So now they're having to move the bins away from areas where the homeless people would go in and sleep in them.
Oh. It's like having to like keep animals out of things.
Right. But again, you're trying to help them out.
You're trying to help them, and they're taking advantage of it.
They let that happen, so, all right, anyhow.
Don't take advantage.
Seattle's cold and rainy, too.
Well, they are. That's exactly right. People looking to shrink their waistlines may want to adopt three simple eating habits.
All right.
Don't.
Give them to me.
Yeah. Don't eat.
They're not fun. CBS says the study tracked nearly 60,000 people discovered that how fast they ate, the timing of their evening meal, and any snacks that appeared to be significant factors. So once again, eat more slowly. You know how they tell you to, like, chew your food 57 times?
Right.
Yeah.
Then well, it gets all mushy.
Yes. Then you have no mouth feel at all. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's olives or Doritos. They all feel the same after that.
But it is true because your brain will make you think, or your brain will understand that you're full the slower you eat.
I guess that's probably so, but still, you miss out on
the fun of it all. But I wouldn't chew that much.
No, well, anyway, that's it. Oh, and real quickly.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yes, we have Harry and Meghan.
Yes.
Are just like lots of everyday couples.
Of course.
But they have totally different tastes, even though they're about to get married. E! Online reports that the sports-loving royals checked out a few rugby matches over the weekend while the future bride was nowhere to be seen. Oh. The popular duo have quite a Valentine's week lined up. They're headed to Scotland today for the first official visit to the country. And they're going to see Edinburgh Castle while they're there and pop into a local sandwich shop.
Oh.
But they don't like the same stuff sometimes.
Oh, can't believe she doesn't like rugby.
I know. Just so you know, they're just like anybody else. Oh, we didn't have time for this today. But we'll have a story tomorrow about a golf course that uses goats as caddies.
Nice.
And we'll do those social etiquette things because we didn't have time for that. That's tomorrow.
I like
goats. It's 9 o'clock now. WTAW College Station.